Well, good morning, friends, and good morning, Bright Eyes. Happy Thursday. Made it past the midweek. Now you're at the home stretch for the weekend. Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. We are syndicated on iHeartRadio. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening. And stand by just one moment here. Get this rolling here on this. Stand by one moment. That's right. We are on iHeartRadio. Yes, I am CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. Again, thank you so much, friends, for tuning in on a Thursday. Got a great show lined up today. A great, great show. First off, I want to, as I always do, I want to give you my email address, okay? You ready? Pen and paper? Maybe you want to implement it on your phone. Email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Mornings ending in the S, like the mornings, and then brew, like coffee, at gmail.com. Also, I have a toll-free 1-800 number. You ready for that? That is our prayer line, PTL report, any kind of questions, comments, suggestions. Here we go. This number's for you. It's a toll-free 1-800 number, even when I'm off the air. Ready? It's 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Okay. Great, fun-filled show lined up today, and you're like, all right. So, what do you say? Let's find out what it's going to be about. On a Thursday, I'm going to be doing a Bible devotion here in a minute. Not by faith, but by spirit. Got a great devotion on that you're going to love. Also, I've got Security Sam with the new intro music along with Charlie. They're going to be by immediately after my Bible devotion. And I've got some great Christian music lined up today. Also, I'm going back through my archives. Today, we're going to talk about how to be a light in the darkness. I'm going to give you some, there's three scriptures, three keys in scriptures that are important that are going to help you in your time and situation on how you can be a light in the darkness. You know, we live in a dark world. God wants us to enjoy our life, but we do. We live in a very dark world, and there's dark things going on from time to time, and I'm going to share a little bit of our thoughts on that. So let's get the Jack-O-Lane jumping jacks going. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Push-ups. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, now go get your orange juice, go get your coffee, and stand by because it is time for one of my favorites. Bible devotion time. Okay, Bible devotion. Again, not faith, but sight. Scripture reminds us in the book of Matthew, chapter 16 and verse 27, Scripture says that the Son of Man will come in the glory of His Father with His angels. You know, today Christ is hidden from our view, although through the Holy Spirit He lives in our hearts. Today is a day of faith. As Paul wrote, we walk by faith, not by sight. Find that in the good book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. Only in the future will we see Him as He is. Find that in the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. You see, friends, Christ first appearing was quiet, almost unnoticed. A humble manger simply with shepherds in an insignificant corner of the Roman Empire. His second appearance will be glorious and universal. He will be accompanied by His angels and will defeat every enemy until He subdues the whole earth. How easily the events of this moment crowd out of the promise of eternity. See, the promise seems so real, but the unseen future seems so illusional. But in the reality, the opposite is true. So don't let the present, whatever we're going through right now, consume you. Instead, seek the things which are above, where Christ is. Find that in the good book of Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 3. Amen, amen. Stand by. We got some new music coming with, intro music. Security Sam and Charlie. Here we go. Stand by. Well, that song, next time I'm going to play it all the way through. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, Security Sam, along with Charlie. Hello, fellas. Thank you so much for being in Faith Studio One. Also, thank you for protecting Faith Studio One. How are you doing? First off, let's talk to you, Security Sam. How are you?
See, I am doing just fine. I got my counterpart, Charlie, with me. Charlie, you want to say hi to everybody?
Hello there. Hi, everybody. How you doing? This here's Charlie. I am a helper for Security Sam, and we wind up doing securing the whole entire podcast studio. We have a great time, and we also, during our break time, we enjoy sharing God's word.
Now, let me tell you something right now there, Charlie. Let me have a little air time here on Faith Studio One with CA.
All right, fellas. All right, all right, all right. Mumbo jumbo. We're all Christian believers, right? So, anyway, I am glad that you're able to join me here at the studio, and I'm so excited to have you guys just for a little while. Charlie, we welcome you. I guess I'm going to start playing the Andy Griffin song. We need to start bringing both of y'all in as much as we can.
I agree exactly. That's exactly what I wind up telling Security Sam, but sometimes Sam gets a little stubborn.
Now, hold on a second. I don't get stubborn. It's simply because, have no fear, Sam's here. It's kind of like the underdog, you know? I have to wind up sharing my thoughts and my feelings on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
All right, fellas. All right. Hold on. Time out. Time out. I wish I had a whistle blowing. I don't know if we got a whistle effect or not. Yep, we do. Hold on a second. Let me give you a whistle here. Dick gummit. There we go. That's what my grandfather would probably say. All right. We got to time out you guys for a second here. I know that Charlie's getting a little bit excited because he's been on the air. Anyway, I'm just very thankful that I have you guys in the studio for a little while. And Security Sam, let's start off with you first. Now, you guys have been doing the Bible studies, and I know last time you told me y'all were finishing off in the book of Job. Can you tell me what studies y'all are into right now?
CA, we are into so many different studies. Now we're studying the book of Psalms, and we're taking Psalms bit by bit, piece by piece.
That's great. Charlie, what do you think about the book of Psalms so far?
CA, I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you something about Psalms. Psalms is very good. I'm really getting a lot out of it. We're indulging in. We're learning these scripture verses, and we're learning exactly what God wants us to learn with these different scripture verses as we're meditating and focusing on what the Lord wants us to do.
That's right. That's right, Charlie. I agree 100%. Now, Charlie, I had another question. Sam, I'm not trying to take him away from you, but I know you guys don't have too much time. But, Charlie, I was going to ask you, are you a coffee drinker?
Him a coffee drinker, CA? Now, I'm going to tell you something. That man can swiggle coffee. I don't care if it's 110 outside. Holy cow.
Charlie, is that true?
Well, CA, I'll tell you what now. I do like coffee. But I'm going to tell you something. That coffee, I try not to overdo it. But sometimes it can extra wire you out.
I understand. I understand completely. Well, I'm very thankful that you come by just for a little while. I know y'all got to get back to the building. I've got great lessons going on today. Charlie, we're going to encourage you back to come back from time to time. You know what? Security Sam, I love your new theme song.
Well, thank you, CA. I thought you'd get a kick out of that because I would actually have to say that Charlie's like my Barney Fife.
All right, now, let me tell you something. Just because I have your back, you should have my back, especially when I'm securing the building here at Faith Studio One, you know what I mean?
That's right. You better be careful. We're going to get Buford T. Justice after you. I may have to wind up trying to find him somewhere down the road. Well, thank you, my friend, so much. And Charlie, thank you. And Security Sam, thank you so much.
You're welcome, CA. You have a great day. Everybody have a wonderful time. And this is Security Sam. Have no fear. Sam's here signing off.
And this is Charlie. Wanted to tell everybody to have a great day. Stay cool. Social distance. And please wear your mask.
That's right. Amen. All right, fellas. We'll talk to you later. Here we go. Brent Walker, kick it off. Believer. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast.
Has changed.
Strong enough. There we go. Matthew West. And what a great song. And you know what? We are strong enough, friends. And even when we don't think we're strong enough, we are. Because God gives us that capability and you just got to kind of put it to use. Well, today I'm going back through my archives on how to be a light in the darkness. And there's three key scriptures that we're going to talk about. Before I talk about it, has your faith been challenged off and on through your years? We all have, right? We've all had our faith challenged, where you got to make a tough decision. But we kind of forget out of the norm that if we just give it to God, He's going to take care of it. In fact, a lot of times I can tell you in my life when I'd say, I used to sell luggage many, many years ago, decades ago, make myself feel old. I remember saying, Lord, take my 30-inch suitcase problem, back when they had the suitcases. They probably, I don't know, it's been a while since I flew. 30-inch, 28-inch, 26, 22, my garment bag of troubles. Or have you been maybe one of these ones that just says, God, here's my problems, throwing them in the safe, going to spin it, I'm going to airborne it up to you. Let me tell you, He'll take care of it. I don't know when it's going to be answered, but it'll be answered. You know, the book of 1 John, John chapter 1, verse 5. Scripture reminds us that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You see, this verse is from the book of John that may have painted a sad picture of the world's lack of understanding. But it also gives hope. Now let me stop here for a brief minute. If you think about it, we got this pandemic going on. We got COVID-19. And I was talking to somebody, you know, as most of y'all know, I work in production work. And I was talking to somebody yesterday from a distance, and they said, we're going to have to live this rest of our life. I said, I hope not. I'm still optimistic that they'll come up with a vaccine. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how many years this is going to happen. Listen, it's affected a lot of things with families, with birthdays. You know, my sister-in-law, she'd wring my neck for saying this. She turned 50 And we did what was called, this was earlier, this couple of months ago, we went around and we, well, about a month ago, actually, went around and we drove around in a car. And I rode with my parents, drove around the car, did like a circle a couple of times, wishing her happy birthday, handed her a card and everything, you know. And I mean, it's just different. And sadly, that's just right now the new norm. And I'm like you guys, I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to wear a mask, but I have to. And in my work, I wear it and it irritates me. But I know if that's what we have to do, we have to do. And everybody, it's not politics or political. Maybe you feel like you have to wear it, and if you do, which is good when you're out, I would recommend it highly, especially here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas, where the COVID counts really up. And it's all across, but, you know, think about your parents that are still living or anybody in your family that's a senior. I mean, you know, think about that. And, you know, it's hard for children, you know, and it's hard for teenagers and grown kids to wear a mask, but just remind them, encourage them, and that's what we should do, just like encouraging them to tell them about Jesus. And I know I'm off track here, but I just want to throw that in. But let me tell you this, that this verse, from the, like I said, it gives an understanding of not only just the hope that it gives us, but also this verse preceding, it reminds me exactly who we repent when we cast His light into darkness. You see, let me just read it to you again, and I'm going to read this a little bit longer in Scripture, in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 and 5. Scripture says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things are made through Him. And without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." You know, from that passage, friends, and many more, we are not given not only the truth about the dark state of the world, but it also gives us the how-to of being light. You know, and I pray that these scriptures encourage you, they inspire you, that I'm fixing to tell you about, and they motivate you to be the light in your own dark corner of the world. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you three scriptures in the Bible that tells us how we can be the light in the darkness. Okay, the first thing we want to talk about is being a bear witness. We've heard this before. And we're going to reflect back on John chapter 1, verses 6 and 9, where Scripture says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light that was all through him must believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness that light that was the light, which gives the light to every man coming to the world." So you see, friends, that role of witness is to answer questions truthfully and to give honest account of what they had seen and heard. You see, friends, as Christians, we can be the light in the darkness responding to non-believers. There's a lot of non-believers out there. In fact, let me stop here in my notes. Excuse me. There's going to be less people going to heaven and more people going to hell. Our job, and like I said, you don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to go to seminary school. I had a lady tell me one time, "Well, what do you do to reach somebody?" Well, it's act of kindness, as the Bible tells us, act of kindness. excuse me, these allergies today. If you bake cakes, if you're a baker, if you make a meal and you're wanting to social distance and bring them a meal, you know, things like that. If you want to surprise a first responder and go to the police station and buy them pizza, I know somebody that did that. I mean, just touching someone's heart, who hearts can get carnal, I should say. And sometimes it takes a little chisel of love to reach somebody. So let me encourage you. Act of kindness definitely should blend in with this, because you want your light to shine. That's one way to get it to shine. So that being said, let me continue on with my notes here. Remember, it is not our job to make people believe. It isn't. That, you know what, as my mom would very well state it, and my dad, we're our own free moral agents. See, we're the one that has to make the decision to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior or not know Him and go down to hell. Let me tell you something. I can only fathom, and when I study in August, the book of Revelations, along with Bible prophecy, it's a mixture of both. You would be amazed to know how crazy it's going to be. It's beyond imaginable. But as a Christian, we ain't got to worry about it. Every good parent out there, everyone that loves their family, wants their family to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. But they've got to make the decision. You can't make the decision for them. Remember that. All you can do is tell them about Jesus. One time, this is a true story. Let me share this real quickly before I move on. One day, I was telling somebody about Jesus. It wasn't at this job I'm at. It was just out and about. Yeah, okay. I'm a believer. Okay, so-and-so. Well, and he was an old friend of mine. If something was to happen to you, would you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and get to heaven? Well, I believe in him and I do good things. But do you have Christ in your heart? Do you believe in him? He never could give me the straight answer. Within 6 months, he had passed away. I can't judge. I can only pray that he found Christ. We can be that witness through these carnal hearts of people and tell them about Jesus. Just remember that. So let me ask you this and think about this in your mind. I won't be able to see a show of hands, but what do you know to be true about the Lord Jesus Christ? And another question I want to ask you is, what has he done for you in your own life? Well, I'll give you my answers on both, if you want to know the truth. and then we'll continue on with my notes. But one thing I'll tell you is I know to be true about the Lord Jesus Christ is I believe everything in the Bible is true. I believe he is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. And I also believe that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, and he came down and he lived for 33 years and he did ministry. And you know what? He didn't want us to go to hell. He took CA's sins, nailed them to the cross. He took other people's sins and nailed them to the cross. And he did it because he loved us. He loved me, he loves you, he loves the whole entire world. And sadly, people shun him. It's sad. It just breaks my heart. I stay silent about it sometimes, but it's hard. Because if they really knew the free gift that God gives us, God is three in one. One guy said, well, how's that? Well, Scripture even reminds us, God's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit lives in us. God lives in us. Jesus lives in us when you accept him. That is the easiest thing to do. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Free. F-R-E-E. I had one guy tell me, free? Yeah, do you want to know Jesus? Do you want to rot in hell? I wouldn't want to. I want to be up there with family, friends, and I want to be up there with my Heavenly Father, who I love, my Creator. And also know he wants me to enjoy my life and be happy. So yes, what do I know about the Lord Jesus Christ is he is a God of love and he loves people. And it saddens me to see a lot of non-believers out there. And if you're a non-believer and you listen to this and you think, oh, it's a coffee show, sure it is. However, we're Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, biblically teaching about Jesus Christ because if I can reach even one person that wants to know Jesus, I'm doing my job. I work for the kingdom for free. That's why I'll never charge for podcasting. There's people that will charge and that's fine. I don't want to. I don't want to. That is my love to tell journeys, to tell the Bible, the biblical stories where I can reach people. I'm not even after numbers. I just want someone to be reached. Also through this, I want to give you again my 1-800 ministry line number before I continue on. If you want to send a text, a question, you want to learn about Jesus, listen, prayer lines are open, prayer partners, 1-800-978-9735, 1-800-978-9735. Call or text, and I will give that to you again at the close of the show. Now, continuing on, the second part is, what has he done in my own life? Okay, he has took me places that I've never been. He's took me when I was at a low, and he brought me to a high. Just like Taryn Wells says, he's not done with you. He's not finished writing your story. until every breath in my body has faded away. I'm going to continue living, serving. Not that I walk on water. I'm like you guys. I'm human. But I'm going to be happy and have Jesus in my heart. My light's going to shine. Just like if you get a chance to see my monologue, and I encourage you to like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. My kids got me a lighthouse for Father's Day, you know, and it's right. If you turn the lighthouse off, you go dark. And that's the purpose of me continuing on. But anyway, that's some things that he's done in my life. I could give you a long laundry list, but I won't hold the show up too long. But anyway, these are essential questions that you need to be able to answer. And answering these questions, friends, prepares you to testify to the truth and be the light. So go out and testify. If you feel in your heart that you want to tell somebody your story, your journey. And one day again in the near future, I'll share my journey again with you guys. Do that if you feel it in your heart. Or even one little kind word to somebody standing in line at Walmart with your mask on. Right? I know it's funny. I know. You know, you're talking to somebody with your mask. You're 6 foot apart. And they're down and out. But just one little kind word can chisel that carnal heart. Remember that. Now, answering these questions, like I said, prepares you to testify the truth and be the light. See, John bore witness to Jesus because he knew without a doubt who Jesus was, and he would do it for the world. In fact, if you go back to Scripture in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, Scripture reminds us the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. Now my second point, I got two more points, is you follow Jesus' commands. You do what Jesus tells you to do. Well, see, hey, where do you find that in Scripture? Well, Scripture in the book of John, make note, John chapter 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So when you choose, friends, to follow the commands of the Lord and reject the ways of the Lord, ways of the world, others will notice, especially when you hold fast to what is true. Your light will shine, and it will. Through people may reject it, and there'll be people that will ridicule you. There will be some who will be drawn in, curious as to why you live differently. And I've had people say, why are you always so happy? Why are you living differently? And I share my journey. They either accept it or reject it. But I did what I was supposed to do as a believer. Now the challenge for us is to keep our eyes on the one we follow. And for the moment we take our eyes off the Savior, we will be tempted to slip into the darkness of the world. Just as Jesus set his face flint toward the redeeming cross, we too must set our faces like the flint toward the Redeemer. Now the Bible says, friends, that if we claim to be in the communion with the Lord, but we walk in darkness, we are not practicing the truth. My prayer is that we will take Jesus' command seriously and live as the light in the darkness by walking in obedience. Another good scripture part on this I want you to make note is in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 and 7, where it says, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is the light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have no fellowship with him while we talk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he in the light, we will have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all of our sins. Now, my last and final point, because there's a special song I want to play in closing, is put yourself out there. Now, if you go to, let's swing it back to the book of Matthew, okay? Matthew chapter 5, verses 15 and 16 says, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, it may be a little scary thinking about shining the light of Jesus for all to see. It's much safer to casually mention him, even with your mask on. in hopes that you aren't offending everybody, anyone. However, Jesus proclaimed in the book of Matthew, and if you read all Matthew chapter 5, that his disciples were the light of the world, and they were not hidden. They were not to be remain hidden at all. They were called to shine their light in a city on a hill. So we are Jesus' disciples too. We're not here to just tuck away and protect our corner of the world. We are here to boldly let our light shine before men. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get my throat cleared here. Real quickly, let me just tell you, I want to share this with you. There's three authentic ways to be a light. One is to serve others. And let me read this to you in the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. With a glad and willing heart, seek to others in the name of Jesus. Consider joining a ministry and volunteering your time. Remember that in all the work you do, work unto the Lord, not unto man. Maybe even start a blog. Some people do that, or start a newsletter to tell people about Jesus. Also teach little ones. You want to teach your grandchildren? I couldn't even think of a better way to let your light shine and build the kingdom through the investment of the next generation. You see, the little kids, God's little people, are the next generation. If the world's still standing. See, the world's voice seems to grow louder when God's general whisper seems to grow more faint. And if God has gifted you to teach little ones to be a light for his glory and know reaching the next generation for Christ. You know, and also remember this, in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8, now you are the light of the Lord. Walk as children of the light. And ultimately, each of us are going to be called to be the light in the darkness. That doesn't need to scare us, but also most of us need to keep in mind and remember a time when you walked through darkness yourself and what you experienced and how strongly it contracts to walking in the light of the Lord. Let me give you another scripture just keep in mind. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. When you were once in darkness, but now you are in light of the Lord, in the Lord, walk as children of the light. Just remember that. That's what I'd like to say is closing on that. Now, before I close out, and we close out in prayer on a Thursday, I got a song that I love, and I play it from time to time. It's actually between Overcomer and this song. In fact, it's the number one top Christian song right now. It's a Michael W. Smith song. As you meditate through the song, and you may want to sing it while you're, if you're no one's around or whatever, feel free. And after that, we'll lead off in a prayer. So here we go, Michael W. Smith and Vanessa, Waymaker. Amen. Before we close out in prayer, let's just sing. If you want to sing it with me a cappella, feel free. I don't know, just feel the urge as the Holy Spirit was speaking to me here at Faith Studio One. Even though I'm allergized up today, what can I say, right? But if you want to, you don't have to, but unless you want to listen to me, and hopefully I'll carry the tune because God's telling me to do it, so I'm going to do it. And it's like when E.F. Hutton speaks, you listen. Well, when God speaks, I listen too. So just meditate with me. And I'm going to go through just very little bit of it before we pray. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Lift it up. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't see that you're working, you never stop, you never stop working. You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Yeah, I still carry the old Baptist tune, I guess you could say, back in my days of singing in the Baptist and Nazarene choir. You know, of course, I sung in choir. Also, when I was in junior high for a little bit and one part of high school, maybe that first little semester. Anyway, I enjoy singing to you guys if I can ever carry a tune. All right, let's lead off in prayer. And what do you say? Let's close it out here. Again, one more time, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or hey, CA, will you pray for me? Or I have a PTL report. Listen, we come united in prayer. I'm a very strong prayer warrior, and I will pray for you. Okay? Love you guys. Again, also, new music lovers, any new music, okay, morningsbrewer@gmail.com. Send that on an attachment to me here at the iHeartRadio studio, and I'll listen to it, and we'll see if we'll play it on the air. Again, thank you so much. Tell your friends about me one more time, and I'll try to remember it from time to time. I will be Bible teaching starting August the 1st on the book of Revelations along with Bible prophecy, kind of a combo duel that I know you guys will like, okay? Thank you for your love and your support. So let's pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for a Thursday. Father God, I just pray that you just be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us. Father, we think about the people that have lost loved ones with COVID-19. We are still praying. We know this is all about your timing. We're praying for a vaccine. I pray for protection of all the senior citizens, for all the people that are infected. I pray infection be gone in the name of Jesus. I pray for people that are hurting, the people that got injuries, the people that have soreness. May you just touch and heal them with a gentle touch from you. Lord, we know you're Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. You're our Father God, and we know you're the great physician, and we know you can heal. And I pray that everyone gets touched today by you. And I hope they get something out of the message today. Thank you for keeping my light shining for you, Jesus. For I love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, that's going to wrap it up on a Thursday. Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I am your Christian on-air personality, CA, on the iHeartRadio Network. Hey, remember the sun does shine on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. We'll catch you tomorrow for the John Wilder Coffee Song. Have a great day. Bye for now.